We're doing the Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Ma'aloscha. We'll start with the second one. The Medrash says, it says in the Pasuk, Ma'aloscha saneiros, when you take up the oil lamps. So Chazal say that Pasuk, as the Pasuk says, Hashem chafetz leman tzidko yagdil Torah v'yadir. Hashem wants the righteousness, so Hashem makes the Torah great and the Yadir. I'm not sure exactly how to translate that. Hashem said to Moshe, I don't need human lamps. That's not why I told you to bring up the lamps. I did it for your merit, for your purification. Like the verse says in Daniel, God himself is the source of light. Light is by God. God doesn't encounter darkness. The night is just as light as the day before God. Hashem doesn't need our lights. When a person makes a home, when he builds his home, he makes the windows, the way they used to make them is that they expand as they go inward, so that the light expands into the house. When Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, he did the exact opposite. The windows were wider on the outside than they were on the inside. Why? Because the Beis HaMikdash is giving light to the world. Like the Pasuk says, that he made the windows that they were wider on the outside than they were on the inside. Because the Beit HaMikdash is the essence of light. It doesn't need external light. So then why does Hashem tell us to light the candles, to light the lamps in the holy before nightfall? That's why the Pasuk describes it as Beha'alotcha et ha'nerot. When you get uplifted with the Nerot. Beha'alotcha et ha'nerot. The Medrash seems to be understanding the et to be with. You will be elevated together with the candles. And that's the concept of Hashem chafetz eman tzidko yagdil Torah v'yadir. That Hashem says, I give you the potential for righteousness by giving you the mitzvot, you could be greater. So behalotcha et ha'nerot is when you'll get greater with this mitzvah of bringing up the lights. You walk up the steps, it's your mitzvah, it's for you, it's not for me. Hashem said to the Jewish people, be careful to light them lishmi, for my name, and I'll give you a great light in the world to come. Like the Navi says, kumi ori kiva orech. Come give off light, Zion, because your light has come. And that's the ultimate time when it says the nations will all go to the light of Am Yisrael, when we'll ultimately give our light. And Hashem, so to speak, says, you've been lighting the lights that I gave you the mitzvah, and ultimately you'll give light to the world. The idea is that the menorah was on the south. On the south side of the Beit HaMikdash, in the Dorum. And that corresponds to the Torah. So if one learns Torah, so then the Torah teaches him how to live life properly, and it teaches him to be a smart person. So the ultimate light that Am Yisrael will have is, so to speak, from the Torah, which is represented by the menorah, which is in the south. That's what Chazal said. When someone davens Shmon Esrei, if he wants to become smarter in Torah, he should tilt a drop to the south. If someone wants to become wealthier, he should tilt a drop to the north. In the north, you had the Shulchan, which represents Parnasa. In the south side of the Kodesh, you had the menorah. So Hashem says, I'm giving you, Behaloscha, I'm giving you the capacity to go up et anirot with this mitzvah of lighting the lamp. But it's not that I need it, it's potential for you to grow, that Am Yisrael will ultimately be able to give off this light by gaining the Chochmah of the Torah.